All right. This is a handy man to have around. We need you now, sir. Most Def, are you with us? Please, please say you're there and that you are working to get your invest your inventions back used back in our hands, the people's hands, to be used as you intended. And we are at chapter 9 of the Rainbow Children. Prince, as a prophet of class, understood that across all the boxes in which power tries to place us, we are all one. Nicola understood this as well. We are all one, many nations, one blood. But he alone among them, Prince, has developed a strategy for this present moment. We're going to be exploring that, as we've been saying. And I can perhaps the core of it is that we can have a good time getting our freedom. It is not the way we thought it was. Not no grim vanguard of the party or whatever they call themselves. Whipping those masses into shape and herding them up for the next generation of class. No, this is the evolution of the human being, or the recovery of our humanness. Turning now to, and I hope you are thinking about the trajectory of Prince's growth and what he is telling us in the story, The Rainbow Children. Turning now to Proudhon, our Pierre-Joseph Proudhon readings from What is Property? And we're considering, with Prince's help, what it would mean to synthesize and advance their gifts, Proudhon's and Prince's, now that we better understand the history of class, particularly since it became totalitarian globally, and considering that for many among us, the earth-connected indigenous especially, but including those rare gems among us, like Prince, who held on to their original endowment of freedom, despite the authoritarian imposition. And we must not be misled by power's pundits, who will tell us that the freedom Prince urges us to embrace means chaos. I actually read that in some arts reviewer. He was talking about Beyonce, but he referred to Prince's song, Let's Go Crazy, as advocating chaos. I thought, what? Come on now, dude. Seriously? Anyway, that the freedom Prince urges us to means chaos. No, freedom ain't chaos. Freedom is the liberation of the human spirit into beauty, into abundance, into exquisite love expressed in the day-to-day. Or please don't listen to these power-fed pundits when they tell us we must take our class-derived miseducation for true and imagine this system in the U.S. is not authoritarian. I hear this all the time too. They talk about the authoritarian this and the authoritarian that, and they're sitting in the midst of the U.S. while my head's getting blasted and they killed Prince with EMF. Please, this is fascism. He knew it. Again, how is it? He knew for certain, and his lyrics tell the truth. Music don't lie. And he expressed it in every way he could. That slowed down voice. And this is something that I believe the arts world has been experiencing disproportionately. And I'm certain we're gonna have some brothers and sisters from that world step up. We gotta work together on this. Class action. So this is, in fact, not only authoritarian, this US state, it is fascist. So we must consider that among us, many held on to their thought process, felt, like Prince, no fear of heart, mystery, eternity. the expression of spontaneous feeling, and that this quality called living our gifts freely, fully, continues to exist among us. And it's time now for all of us to reclaim it.